Blog Talk Radio.
Listening to Show Talk with Angela Butler. Today's interview is with Dr. Stephen Jones. Dr. Stephen Jones is a well-known writer, assistant dean. He's wrote books. He's also available for coaching, teaching. But he has helped hundreds, maybe even thousands of young people and older people graduate with diplomas and degrees. How are you doing, sir?
I'm doing fantastic. I'm blessed.
Okay, that is wonderful. I'm so glad to have you back. People were asking about you, asking if I could get you back on. So I say that if you'll come on, I'll invite him back.
Well, I'm always excited to share something that's going to be helpful to parents and students. And I know I was the first person in my family to even go to college, so I noticed. Still a lot of information to be gained out there.
Yes, very much so, very much so. And you, of course, are the right person to go to.
Well, you're very well educated. Yes, thank you. One of the things I believe in is that we're preparing people for their future by using education as a tool to make that future a positive outcome.
Okay. That's true. That is true. So, what would you like to tell the people listening where you're vice principal at and about your classes before you go into the interview?
Okay. So, again, I'm associate dean in the College of Engineering at Villanova University, and I also have my own business, SAJ Publishing and Education Services, where I do seminars across the country in school districts, with schools, principals, superintendents. I do training and development. My books are on study skills. I have a 7 Secrets of How to Study. I have the Ultimate Scholarship Guide, and I have the Parent Ultimate Guide. And a lot of schools use their Title I funds to make purchases of that. And my goal is to reduce the dropout rate. So I know a lot of the large cities around the country, the dropout rate is really high in places like Philadelphia and Atlanta, Chicago, Illinois, and various places. The dropout rate is high, but I think it starts early on in the child's experience. And so I want to prepare them because I want them to come to college, and I want them to have the money to come to college, and that's what we're going to talk about today. It's like how you can get the money necessary, all the scholarships and things that are out there that will be helpful to all the families.
Okay, great. Dr. Stephen Jones, I just would like to let the people listening know that you're one of six children. You were one of six children living in West Philadelphia, and your father worked two jobs. He's almost seven. Your mother was a cook for young children. I just want to let people know. Dr. Jones is currently president of SAJ Publishing. He's also the associate dean of students in the College of Engineering at Villanova University. For 13 years, he's also worked at Drexel University as director of the Success Act 101 program. And he's received numerous awards, the Toastmaster District Award winner, Distinguished Toastman Black Engineer Award, and Black Engineer of the Year Award. So Dr. Jones knows what he's talking about. He's helped hundreds, maybe even thousands of people. So also he's managed to get his books to over 40,000 students and parents. So I'm going to let you go on, sir.
Okay. So I want to do something different. When you talk about scholarships and how you get the scholarships and how you apply for them, I think one of the things that we first sort of talk about is how to get good grades so you're eligible to get the scholarships. So I wanted to talk about that, the importance of the student really working to ensure that their grades are in that A-B level at their various schools, and how the student studies and how they prepare for their tests will determine that. And so I say to students, make sure that you're ready for every class. Just don't show up the day of the class and you're reading the book on the bus on the way to the class. Actually prepare for the class. Make sure that you've read your notes from the prior class so that you have something to talk about when you get into class, or when you're hearing the instructor, things are coming back to your mind. Or when you have homework, don't do your homework on the bus on the way to school. Actually do it the night before, so that you can go over it again and again and really get it into your system, that you really know what you know because you've actually studied it. You've actually planned it out each week, what you're going to do and how you're going to do it. And I encourage the students to also ask their teachers how they can get A's in their classes. Like, what is the requirement? What are the things that you're supposed to do to earn that A in a class? Because when you're applying for a lot of the scholarships, they're going to want you to have overall GPA of 3.0 and better, which is like a B or better they might require you to have. And you can't do that if you're not working toward getting the best grades. Don't turn in term papers late or projects late. And that's at all levels, whether you're talking about elementary school, middle school, or high school. You need to get all your projects turned in on time so that you can earn the best grade possible. And if your teacher is always giving you a break and saying, okay, you can turn it in late, that's not good for you. That's not helping you to get things done on a timely fashion, because there are other teachers, or when you get to college, when they say you can't turn a paper in late, you'll be so much in the habit of turning things late that it becomes a problem. So I think students need to really work on that, and also just be active in your in helping others. Sometimes when you, as you become more knowledgeable, you tutor other children. That helps you to even become more knowledgeable, because you're going to seek out ways to instruct it, ways to teach it, ways to be creative in learning it. So one of the elements of getting the scholarships is making sure that you have good grades.
Yes, of course. Of course, that's to be expected. If the young person's older person is intended to go on to further their educational degrees.
Yes. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
No, you go.
No, I was just going to say, and so you are competing against other students when you apply for the scholarship. So that's the other element that you have to be aware of. It's not just you submitting a scholarship by yourself. There may be 20 other applicants. And so the question is, how do you make yours stand out from the other applicants? It's by not only your grades, but other things that you're doing in your community, ways that you're volunteering, maybe a new business that you started that saves energy in the community. Just looking at different ways to present yourself is so important, and it will make you eligible for different types of scholarships because you have actually done a lot of community service.
Yes, and you can put the community service on your scholarship, on your college application.
Yeah, so you have two opportunities.
Yes.
To do that.
In your opinion, if a student does have the GPA to go on to a four-year university, should they, or should they start off at a local university, not far from home, like a two-year university? Would you recommend that or not? They
well,
already have
I
grades.
Yeah, so the important thing I tell students when they're in 10th, 11th, and 12th grade is to go visit colleges. I think you can't really know that college unless you're there to get a sense of what the environment is like, but also to get a sense of what the requirements are to get into that school. So you'll know whether you're eligible for to go to a community college or a junior college, or whether you should go directly to a four-year college. That kind of feedback. And also, your grades will also be an indication of that. You have B's, A's, and a few C's. You can, you know, every year there's a few C's, and maybe you should start off at a community college or a junior college and get your grounding first before you get into a more challenging four-year curriculum. And I also say to the parents, if you sense or feel that your child is not ready for a four-year college, then don't send them to a four-year college. If you, you know, the two-year college or the community college had to be certified to provide a curriculum to students. So they are just as under some kind of particular guidance as any other college. So I say to parents, look at the overall picture. If you know your, again, if you know your child's late turning in papers and projects and they're not organized, they, you know, they say they're going to do something, but they never get it done, and you're always following behind them, then that may be an indication that they're not ready for a four-year college. And you're saving money by sending them to a two-year college and trying to figure out whether that's for them or not.
What is your opinion, Dr. Jones, about online colleges and universities that give two-year and four-year degrees?
Right.
What is your feeling about them?
Well, it's funny because when I was growing up and they had these colleges, they'd have them like, you know, online, but you could actually correspond with colleges. I didn't look on them too favorably back then. But now it's so prevalent all over the place that universities do online curriculum. So I'm you know, places like Strayer, University of Phoenix, schools like that, they can be places to get a decent education as well as the traditional colleges.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, so going back to what I was talking about earlier. Say it again.
Do you instruct anyone online through the internet or through the phone? Do you do things like that, or is it strictly in person?
Oh, that's a good question. Well, I do one-on-one instruction with individuals on different topics. So I've done it with someone that wanted me to get their child ready for college. I've done it with they're in high school, or a student that struggled while they were in their first year of college. So to get them back on track and get them thinking about ideas they can do to be effective in improving their learning opportunity. So I've done that in a number of different ways.
Okay. That's wonderful. So how does the parents and the young person or the adult person apply for colleges, and where do for scholarships, and where do they go to get them or find them?
Well, there are a number of websites that you can go to. FastWeb is one that they can go to, and they can actually get information about different types of scholarships. I'll say this to you. If a scholarship website says that you should pay money to get information, you should never go after that, because there's just thousands of websites out here on scholarships. And there's different types of places that you can go to get those scholarships. Like everyday stores that you go to, McDonald's, Home Depot, Coca-Cola, bunches of companies like that are offering scholarships. And the biggest problem is they can't get enough students to apply. So if you're applying, you're pretty much increasing your chances that you might get it. And it's worth it.
All right. Okay, that makes perfectly good sense. Apply for them. What do you believe in 2018? What is your opinion about diversity? Diversity in colleges, university, technical centers, vocational school, junior colleges. What is your point of view about diversity being offered? More diversity.
Well, we all, and I'm going to put my university into this too, we all want to become more diverse. And my caveat to that is that the only way that's going to happen is if we work with the third graders and the second graders to get a larger pool of potentially eligible college-bound students to start in the third grade. And the other reason why I say that is because they're actually, unfortunately, in our community of African Americans, they're predicting prisons on the performance of fourth graders. So if we can get to them in the third grade and turn them into a positive direction, I think that we are doing a great service, and we are opening doors for their future.
So, yes, sir, I know about the school to prison pipeline.
Right.
Where they start off in elementary school,
mm-hmm.
sir, testing the kids and building the prisons to show how many beds, to predict how many beds they're going to have and how mm-hmm. many prisons and how many people it will take to fill those beds. And it starts in the third grade. I think it's horrible. They may have always did that, though, and I just did not know about it.
Right. Well, we can turn that around if, again, all the schools are banding together and working together with the young people to make sure they have reading comprehension and math comprehension skills so they can use that in a transferable way in society. And going back to the whole scholarships, another thing that students should look at is, and what are their school counselors providing in terms of scholarships? Now, I'll say this. You'll find that a lot of the schools, the counselor-to-student ratio is 300 students to one counselor, some even higher than that. So, you need to schedule a time as a student to meet with your counselor to find out what scholarships are coming through their office, what application deadlines are, how the counselor can help you, how the principal can help you. These are things that are always coming along. They're coming along. So we want to make sure that you have everything in place to get the scholarship.
Yes, I understand what you're saying. I know you have had to have been a teacher to be vice president of the university. Am I correct?
Say that one more time.
You had to have been a professor or a teacher to become vice president of a university.
Yes. Well, you're president or some administrative role at a college.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. So how does the student and the parents keep the student motivated?
Well, I say, I'm going to talk about scholarships again. Have a day of the week, it may be Sunday evening or Monday evening, 1 hour that's devoted to scholarships. And the motivation is it's helping the student to get to choose the college that they want to attend, that they have enough money to attend those colleges. So what a student should know also, and I talked to a few students today, in fact, who had applied to college and then miss all of the deadlines for scholarships at that college. So if your child is applying to Penn State or New York State University, they're on their website, they're going to list financial aid, and under financial aid, they're going to list scholarships. And all those scholarships have deadlines, and so you got to make sure that those deadlines are met when you're applying. And you have to go on to the website. Some of them allow you to fill it out. Some of them might require you to download it, print it, and then mail it into them. So that's one of the things I think has to happen.
All right. I noticed on your website, which I will let you all know, is www.drstephenjones.net, under his workshops, you help people with time management and good communication skills are two of the professional development topics that you talk about.
What I'd like to know
is the good communication skill. How does a person acquire that?
Oh, okay.
Or is it maybe it's people skill?
Well, there's a couple of things. You could take a class. There are college classes in public speaking and communication. And there's also a group in the community called Toastmasters, which I was a part of. And that's a professional, it's an organization open to anyone in the community. You join with a membership, and then you work toward educational goals by speaking as part of the club. And then people evaluate your performance and give you certain tips that will help you. So it's really, really good. It's really good.
All right. Okay, that's wonderful. You explain things so clearly. You also, at request, you will come and do a seminar. How would people contact you to do a seminar?
Well, they can contact me through my phone number at 610-842-3843. They can also go to my email. It's just Stephen Jones, and then there's a second S, at rcn.com. They can do those two things, and they can also go to the website. There's a section there where you can send notes to me. It's drstephenjones.net. That's drstephenjones.net. So that all those methods, they can actually get to me, and I'd be glad to help them and really plan out, map out what kind of seminar they want for their school. And sometimes I do a series over time where I'll keep coming back doing the seminars.
Okay. You also have parents workshops, teacher training.
Well, the,
I think that's
the parents,
interesting that you teach the parents a workshop. I mean, how to study smart and taking techniques that work, time management, how to get organized, how to motivate your student, how to communicate with your teacher. I mean, you have so many things on this website to help parents, too, and teacher training. There's so much here. But I do have a question. If the parent or the parents, how would they use time management? Is the time management for them or the children?
Oh, it's combined because the more effectively the parent manages their time, the better that they are going to be as an individual. If you're not resting appropriately, you know, even yourself or myself, if I'm not rested sufficiently, I can't concentrate. I can't respond to questions. I'm agitated. So just managing your time so you get sufficient rest, this is on the parents' part, but also managing the time in terms of homework, preparing food. And that gives you even more detail. There's also the schedule throughout the week. Maybe you have two or three children, so they're on different buses, so you have to plan for that. So having a plan of how you're going to manage your time actually gives you back more time, because now you're just not going helter-skelter. You're actually implementing something that you're going to use. And what I do is I get a calendar, and I use that for time management. All the important dates on the calendar and what time it's going to be, how much time it's going to take up. And that's another way that you can use your time. And then with the children, from their standpoint, they're seeing you manage your time well, and now you got the children hooked into it.
Okay. So what is your opinion about homeschool? Because I have a couple of relatives who have did this and are doing homeschool. It seems it works. It seems to be working for them both. One of them was my brother. I'm not going to say which one. And it seems to be working, especially where I live at, where there's some discrimination. There's a lot of discrimination within the school system. And then, you know, things like that. So in my area, I think it's a good thing, homeschool. What do you believe?
I have the same experience. I have several in my prior church members, young people who have children who've been homeschooled, and they've done well. Some I know at least one of them became a physician. So one of them got into my college. Another one is, I think, in business. Yeah, so I think the lack of distractions because you're homeschool is to your advantage. Some of the homeschools have an opportunity where you're in homeschool, but people who are in homeschooling all around your area, once a week they get together in a library, or once a week they get together in a community center, or once a week they have a recreational time. So that's how they still get the socialization in while the student is doing the online curriculum.
Oh, okay. Yes, I know they have that here. And usually it's not the curriculum actually is better than what they have at school. I found that in my family they're better educated. They're way ahead of the other students in the middle schools and high school. And they're not as distracted or pressured or stressed, but they still have to take the same test and things, you know, to graduate.
Right. Yeah. And that's what, I mean, they're getting good input. And the other thing that I guess is to their advantage, if they can go back and review it again, a video again, it's going to sink more deeply into their minds. And by doing that, when they're studying throughout the day, they can go back to it. If they don't have a answer, they can go back to it and review it. So I think that we're doing that. That's called the flipped classroom at the university level, where the students read a bunch of, or they listen to a bunch of videos about a given topic, and then they come to class and they have a discussion about the topic, and then they're more prepared for their tests because they've been practicing it, they've viewed it several times, and they prepare for it several times.
Okay. So you don't, with the homeschool, that's what it's called here. Among, you know, my family's called homeschool. Is there any social isolation? I mean, I know, is there a concern for social alienation, maybe, from going to homeschool and not mingling with other students? Because here, where I'm at, the homeschools get together and go on field trips.
They get together when?
They would go on field trips.
Homeschool
parents would get together, meet up, and take the kids, like, to a factory, museum, things like that. I thought that was great.
Yes, that was, they need different types of exposure. That's a whole other aspect of being home. You can plan that kind of thing out, whereas a typical school is so big and they have so many students to take care of that that's the least thing on their mind.
Yes, keep
kids
busy, especially when they're
elementary. I wanted to give a few of the scholarships that they ought to consider applying for, just to get you started on the various kinds of scholarships that are out there. There's always corporations that give out scholarships, and the scholarships, that's one of the books I wrote, has 100 scholarship websites in it. So I know that there are a bunch of scholarship websites that are out there that you can apply to. And you have to start early. Make sure you're meeting all the deadlines of those scholarships. But there's things that Coca-Cola offers a scholarship. So everyone should be applying for that. There's the students, we use this particular store, Burger King. There's the Elks National Scholarship. There's the Gate Millennium Scholarship. And there's the Horatio Alger Scholarship. So there's a number of different scholarships in the hundreds, if not thousands, of scholarships that people can apply to. Walmart. I don't know if anybody out there goes to Walmart. They have a scholarship. Best Buys has a scholarship. Of course, Ronald McDonald has a scholarship. Lowe's has a scholarship. Your bank might have a scholarship. Your credit union might have a scholarship. So I guess every week students should have that specific time where they're doing investigation, they're searching, they're writing down scholarships that they've seen. There's just a lot of it out there for them to take advantage of if they get started early. They can't wait till the last minute. They have to start early.
Yes, they have to be prepared to start early. That makes plenty of sense to me. Don't start early, start ahead. And I think it's wonderful that that you teach time management, because I need help with that myself. I need to put myself on a schedule, especially since I'm older.
Yeah.
That's something I really need to work on.
Right, and you can accomplish a lot more. Another thing about time management is put down a things to do list. What are all the things that you need to get done in this specific week? And what are the steps that you're going to be willing to take to get those things done?
Yes.
Especially when,
yes,
when you see
that. Time management. The mother has told me to write things down, put myself on a schedule.
Mm-hmm.
And she's right. Of course, she's right. With teacher training, you would go to a college or a school, and with the teacher training topic.
Well, it depends on what they're trying
to motivate your student.
Right, and how to help them to learn.
That you would teach at a seminar.
Yes, so I would teach the teachers how to help their students to learn, and how to have better study habits, how to prepare for their tests. I would teach them how to help their student get more organized, and really give them specific input on new innovative techniques that can be used to motivate and inspire.
Okay, that's wonderful. That's smart. So how would you teach the teacher to use social networks? How would you train them? Just don't go into the whole thing, but just tell a little bit about how you would train the teacher.
Well,
the
social networks all take on different forms. So you have Facebook, which is more family and friends, and then you have LinkedIn, which is more business. You have Instagram, where you take pictures and be social that way. So there are many different ones. You have to be, of course, careful and protect yourself from people who are on there with not good intent. But yes, it can be done.
Wonderful. You're smart. Real smart. And I need to take a professional development workshop class from you. So you have two free ebooks. Everyone listen, Dr. Stephen Jones does have two free ebooks that you can go to his website, www.erstephenjones.net, and you can order those. You can get a mobile app for high school. He has workshops, training, consulting service, keynote speaker. He can be a keynote speaker, and he can do seminars, after school programs, student groups, how to do those. These are called training and consulting options. after school programs are really good. They keep the kids focused.
Right.
Yeah, they really do.
Yeah.
Young people.
And if you know, basically, I found that when you work with parents, as long as you let them know far enough in ahead, parents will come out for learning opportunities. If you know, really working with them, working with the community already, and you have people who are at your school in that community, they will know that you're serious, that you really want to make a difference.
All right. Okay. Is there anything else you'd like to say, Dr. Stephen Jones? I'm sure. I'm very happy that you came back on the show. I know you're going to be watching TV or at the Super Bowl. So.
No, I would watch it, but we're going to watch it with a bunch of people.
Okay. All right. That's wonderful.
But I guess my last words is now is the time to pursue scholarships. You don't have to wait until your senior year. In fact, I would encourage you to start looking for them, start applying to them, you know, and getting the information that you need to make sure you meet all the deadlines during your senior year. Already have everything mapped out in terms of how you want that done and how you want it to look. So that's the one thing that I would share.
Thank you, Dr. Stephen Jones, for coming back on Show Talk with Angela Butler, the education expert, Dr. Stephen Jones. You have a good night, sir.
Thank you. Thank you for inviting me.
You're more than welcome. Have a good night. Enjoy the Super Bowl.